Here's a simple question. How's it going? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, my foot's getting better every day. I'm just starting, you know, trying to ease into it and, you know, try to get ready.
When did it first start bothering you?
You know, a few days before the Nebraska game, I would say, when we played at Nebraska. You know, but it wasn't like anything I even thought of. And then after the game, it started hurting really bad, and I didn't know what happened. It just kind of came on quick.
Have you ever dealt with this before?
No, nothing ever like it. You know, I was talking to Brad, our trainer. He said they're a little bit common, but, you know, I've never experienced anything like that.
When did the pain first start noticing it?
You know, just maybe a day or two before the Nebraska game when we played at Nebraska.
What's your conditioning like now, and how far removed are you, do you think, of playing, you know, at high level?
I think my conditioning will be fine. You know, I've continued to work out the whole time I've been out, doing pool workouts, you know, bike workouts. You know, it's still not going to be back exactly where I was, but, you know, I think that I'll be fine.
How difficult is it for you to sit on the bench and watch your teammates play?
It's difficult, but at the same time, you know, they've been playing well. You know, I've just been cheering them on, and I'm happy to see them, you know, get the W's.
Does it feel back to normal now, just like before it bothered you?
I wouldn't say that. You know, it still hurt me a little bit. You know, we're just kind of trying to push the process along a little bit faster, so hopefully I can play.
Is there an official diagnosis, or is it just soreness?
It's a stress reaction. It's okay. Just like activity in the bone, just from stress. It's not actually broken, so that's a good thing, but, you know, it's just kind of soreness.
Did it feel like a big cramp or something, and every time you walk on it, did it get...
It's like almost like a stabbing feeling a little bit. Like, it's just a real sharp pain in that one spot, so just different movements will set it off.
How long have you had the boot on?
A couple of days, or I think right before our last game, I got it off. I still wear it sometimes just to keep the pressure off it as much as possible, but I can walk fine without it.
As soon as you found out you're going to miss some time, did you set the Big Ten tournament as a potential return date?
Yeah, I'm a competitor, and I really want to play in it. You know, getting to play in the United Center, you know, I just want what's best for our team, and I want to help this team out any way I can.
Is there danger or risk?
That's the one thing. We talked to the doctor, and he said that, you know, it's a pretty stable bone, and it's not one that you usually would get a stress fracture in. So, you know, he's fine with me playing on it, as long as it doesn't hurt too bad.
After running yesterday, you know, did it kind of, do you feel any pain in it, or was it just kind of a throb?
I mean, you know, it's a little bit of pain, you know, but, you know, I think I'm trying to play through it. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to do more in practice today and, you know, keep going from there.
You worked out before the game Saturday. Was that your first actual workout then? Or
yeah, it was the most I had done up to that point. Before that, on the court stuff, I had just done a little bit of shooting. And, you know, I've been doing ball handling the whole time, just, you know, keep the feel of the ball and make sure I'm not you know, get out of sync.
Doesn't affect your shot at all, I mean, pushing off or anything?
It actually feels fine when I shoot. It's more, right now, I would say it's hurting the most when I'm running or stuff like that, but, you know, it's been getting better.
So you probably won't be back to 100% no matter how late this season goes on?
Probably not, to be honest, but, you know, it's just all being able to play through the pain, and, you know, you never know. Once you get out there, when that adrenaline's pumping, I may not feel it at all. Who knows?
What's your therapy been like? What have you been doing?
There's not really much you can do to treat a bone like that except rest. So the only things I've been doing is just working out, trying to keep my conditioning, my lungs, keep them going. So
how you do that? Like the bike?
Pool. They even have me on an underwater treadmill. You know, so they got quite a few different resources, and I've been continuing to lift and just do all the stuff that I can.
Underwater treadmill, what's that?
Yeah, it was different. You know, it's I wouldn't say it's as hard as running, and, you know, it's just the resistance on your legs. And then the weirdest part about it is when I finally got out of the pool, My leg just felt extremely heavy because the water brings the pressure off your legs. So, but it was kind of cool getting to do that.
Switching gears, that you guys are probably a couple big wins away from getting into that tournament. But I guess the great thing about the Big Ten tournament is the opportunity is there if you guys can keep winning. How do you guys view this challenge this week?
We're taking it one game at a time. Right now we're just focused on Northwestern, you know, because if we don't beat them, we can't go far in this tournament. And, you know, we have confidence in ourselves that we can go down there and win this whole thing. You know, that's how confident we are in our team and the guys that we have.
Depth has been a key for you guys all year long. Does that help? Knowing that you have to win four games in 4 days, is that going to help?
Definitely. And, you know, I think it's helped. I think that's one of the reasons why we've been playing well down the stretch, too. I feel like we're still fresh. You know, we can still get out and run on teams and pressure them with all the guys that we have. And, you know, a guy on our bench can come in and we don't lose a beat. So it's awesome being as deep as we are.